trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a tech-savvy royal family. Yes, yes, ever since the palace became Wi-Fi enabled, it's become so easy to use the Name Your Price tool on Progressive.com.
I do agree, my queen. Simply telling it what we want to spend and seeing all our policy options, I'll send a screenshot to Duke.
The Duke of Kent?
No, my friend Duke. We're in a group chat together. LOL.
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's the day you get inspired, because when you're in the Walmart paint aisle looking at a rainbow of colors, you realize you really can paint your kitchen teal. Walmart makes it easy for inspiration to become reality with low prices on brands you trust, like Lidden High Endurance Interior Paint, 1 gallon on rollback for $15.97. Plus, find paintbrushes, painter's tape, ladders, and more. Walmart's got everything you need, so take on that painting project today. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves push for the playoffs versus defending champs Saturday at 7 at Allstate Arena. Some Bulls news to start you off. Derrick Rose participated in full contact practice today. He did decline to address the media afterwards. The Bulls' next game is Wednesday at Milwaukee. Now, they do have a game and a half lead on Toronto for the third spot in the East. So, as of right now, the Bucks would be the Bulls' first-round playoff opponent.
We're thrilled to have these kind of issues present themselves. It means our players are playing extremely well. We couldn't be happier to have Chris Bryant in the organization. He's, you know, a remarkable young man and looks like he's going to be a terrific big league player really soon. We're excited about that.
That's Theo. He works for the Cubs. Talking about Chris Bryant, who was sent to minor league camp today along with Addison Russell. Javi Baez reassigned to AAA. Game's going on right now in the bottom of the sixth. The Cubs trail the Giants 5-4. Kyle Hendricks started off pretty good, ended pretty poorly. 5 1/3 innings, 7 hits, 5 Ks, a home run. 2-for-2, though, at the plate. Cubs trail 5-4. White Sox Indians top of the seventh. The White Sox trail 3-1. Hector Nwesi went 5, gave up 5 hits, 3 earned runs, 2 home runs, and 5 strikeouts in his work today. The Blackhawks host L.A. tonight at 7:30. And Dave Lato will be in studio tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., with Mully and Hanley. This scoreboard update brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. Introducing Cars.com's revolutionary new service and repair feature. Now you can know what to pay for parts and labor in your area. Research, price, and fine. Only Cars.com helps you get the right service without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama. I'm Matt Abaticola. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Cole Digital. They're changing the way homes think.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Casey Johnson. We are told that Derrick Rose took contact in practice today. What does that mean exactly?
You know, we don't get to watch practice, but both Tom Thibodeau and Joakim Noah, who spoke afterwards, said that Derrick looked good. But, you know, you're not going to have daily analysis of his play. I mean, it's just part of the plan. I mean, every time that they can get contact, he's going to take it moving forward. And the game that he chooses to come back in will be dependent on how his body responds to that contact.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
Oh, my. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
This Goodyear Airport is where that German pilot who crashed in that tragedy, killing 149 other people, this is where he trained. So here's JB.
Ooh, the road's rough already. It's only March. The road is rough already.
You know, by the way,
I was going to say, where was our guy? I'm like, for all you young pilots out there,
do not fly the plane
into a mountain.
Into an Alp. An Alp. Thanks.
Thanks, Hawk.
Thank you, Hawkaroo.
Good stuff, man.
So here's JB.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Harry Boars, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Boars and Bernstein. I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Yeah! Boars and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
505. That's why Hawk's still the best. I mean, it's sort of random thoughts, .. that I... See, I appreciate those kind of moments with Hawk. When you know what he does? He keeps it real. He finds something out and he shares it with the class. I don't know what he's talking about, but
well, he had a nugget and tidbit for you. Is what it is. Okay. Our phone number at 670 The Score is 312-644-6767. Watched a lot of basketball this weekend, and we've talked everything. Now, there's baseball. We even took a call from an inspired Milwaukee Bucks fan.
How about that?
Behind-the-scenes Milwaukee Bucks information. And that's fine. Enjoy the Milwaukee Bucks. They're getting good. But the Bulls would just wax their ass in a series. It's just not. It's
yes.
They're not good enough.
No.
Yet. And the Bulls are getting better. They're getting healthier. Casey Johnson was talking about the good vibes.
Wax your ass. Well, wax your ass. That's what's going to happen.
That's what they
to
would
your
do.
Your Milwaukee Bucks, because I think that's where going to be. They're going to be three, and the Bucks will hold on at six, and there you have it.
And if you're just joining us, Terry said that the end-of-game Notre Dame attempt against Kentucky was Jerian Grant.
Mm-hmm.
Had it gone in, would have been the greatest shot in college basketball history. However, it did not.
Although I was told it just missed. My TV must be flickering again. You know, I'm getting that 1950s picture.
Well, we were gathered around a phone. We're at the wedding. In the middle of the Palm Springs Art Museum and trying to see, and I'm running over to my friend because I know he can get anything on his phone. I do the thing and find the game. So he already had it on there. He was kind of hiding it in his coat, and then he sets it down on the table. Then we didn't even pretend that we were paying attention to whoever was toasting, whatever was going on, gathered around watching the end of this game. And so were others, because you could hear gasps and reactions from elsewhere in the room.
I'm sorry. Can't miss that. I certainly, Christian Laettner certainly owns the title right now. One of the great plays of obviously
that
the greatest
play,
college
not
play.
Just that
I
shot.
Understand that, it's but you know play. That shot. I'm sorry, this shot. If that shot goes in, that's it. That's it. You're done with your nonsense.
Because of
and
how,
it also involves
but,
Kentucky.
But it's because of how bad a shot it was.
Yes.
See, the Duke thing, the yes. Duke Kentucky shot, and you can certainly question why they didn't have somebody jumping up and down doing jumping jacks in front of the inbounds pass. So you get the free release of the inbounds pass.
Yes.
And then he throws it three quarters of the length of the floor. Not only does he catch it cleanly with a guy on him, he's able to turn and get a good shot.
Presence of mind,
and swish
turn of mind. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. The great presence of mind. I still hate him, but
I don't like him either.
I think there's a great shot. Let's forget about all the play. All right. Forget about that. It's the shot. Everybody remembers the shot as the greatest. But when you are on a dead run. With a clock ticking at 6 seconds, on a dead run, and you run to the corner.
Against a team that's 37-0.
Yes, 37-0. Closely followed by 2 7-footers who pin you in the corner, and then you turn out over the top of them. If that goes in, it's the greatest shot of all time.
Even though an awful shot.
Yes.
So that's the disconnect I'm having.
Well, but you admit that's what makes it it the greatest shot of all time, though.
Because it's so bad.
Yes.
Okay. So it's so bad it's the greatest shot of all time, yes, because it went in. Okay.
No question. Given the circumstances, for the love of God.
Obviously, Lorenzo Charles's shot was only because Derek Wittenberg missed the basket by 3 feet.
Yeah. And Hakeem went out for a smoke. I don't know what he was doing. I don't know what he was doing.
There are several texters who say, what about the Butler half-court heave that just missed? Would that have been the greatest ever?
No. They weren't playing the 37-0 team in the no.
And he wasn't guarded by 2 7-footers.
Chased to the corner by 2 7-foot guys who mean business.
Malevolence and maliciousness.
And he hoists one up that I don't know where the hell it came from. And there it was. And no, but had it gone in, and you really don't have much of a chance there. But say it does, that's it. Forget the Butler shot. Forget Christian Laettner's shot. That's it. That's it.
We went through all of them, James Forrest and Tyus Edney. But in that game, for a spot in the Final Four to beat Kentucky, I get what you're saying.
Wouldn't you make a better chance doing the Tyus Edney thing, going down the middle of the court toward the basket?
I told you, when in doubt. If I'm coaching a team, and I'm not, and thank God I'm not, because that team would be awful. But in a situation where you've got enough time, how much time was on the clock when he caught it?
6 seconds.
Okay, that
you he had. Tyus said he was how much?
Well, that was more the length. That was the length of the length floor. In five. That was something crazy.
Crazy. And Ainge against Notre Dame too went through the whole damn team and laid one in and beat him
right past Pax. Pax on the team, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
There it was.
And Gar Foreman. No, it wasn't Gar Foreman. No, wait a minute. That was not Gar Foreman. Yes, he did. And I still don't know.
Yeah, you got enough time.
Tyus Edney is so fast, I can see
it. Just one ball screen. Spread everybody out and ball screen.
You used up every timeout you could possibly use. And I do like Mike Bray, but you used every one. You did at some point. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you didn't set up an end of game scenario, but you had to, didn't you? You called all those timeouts. Every time there was something, you called timeout because they would lob a ball in. The guy would make a 2 foot shot, and it'd be another 2 points. They did not miss a shot, and that's why.
And
there was a one jumper, the 1 3 pointer.
Did anybody die in East Lansing? Were we able to get through some?
Oh yeah, usually there's cars, tip fires.
That's the one thing I was.
But you have to win first. All of them. Don't you know?
Final four is usually enough to have people really drunk, like hanging from the streetlights, and you know East Lansing.
Oh, I do. Believe me, I'd.
It usually I used to love it to go usually there. Doesn't take much.
I love going
was
to East
was
Lansing.
It okay? Were there any reports?
Not that I heard of. No. No, and you know what happens if Kentucky wins? The couches are on fire. Not the couch family, but they're on fire, and people are out in the middle of the streets naked.
Horses are on fire. Sleeping on train tracks. We have all the police calls.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, that's what's going to happen if they win. But no, that would have been, there's no shot in the history of NCAA that would have been more unbelievable, more, oh my God, did that just happen, than that shot.
All right, according to the Detroit Free Press, 10 people were arrested.
Well, that's a small number for them.
That's a small number. 10 people arrested on disorderly conduct violations. The rest of the crowd dispersed. Charges included unlawfully remaining within 300 feet of an open fire.
Where was the open fire?
That's a crime?
Where's the fire?
Wait, hold on. That's a charge? Unlawfully remaining within 300 feet of an open fire?
Where was the fire that you can't go near? Can't even like watch. Where was the far
and wrongfully propelling objects? Also arrested Josh McCown.
He would have been
Jay Cutler.
The first one in jail would have been him.
Yeah, taken away. They throw.
But you know what? He's got $20 million to get him out.
They throw Cutler and McCown in the same cell. Don't get guy. Yeah, I would just say advice to Jay Cutler: don't go to East Lansing if you can be charged with wrongfully propelling objects.
I don't know what the fire was.
It's probably a bonfire, or maybe they lit it. You know,
if you have a bonfire, can't you get closer than how far?
I don't know.
Did you say three?
It unlawfully remaining within 300 feet. Do you have to flee? What? I think they're making up charges. You are standing here near a fire.
All right, find somebody who covers Michigan State, Joe Dredge. I don't know. It's not my guy Jack Ebling. He's probably not there, and you don't want him anyway. You laugh because you know what I'm talking
about.
Yes,
I do.
I was not aware of that law.
Rudy says, my girl's a Michigan State grad, watches all the games. I said yesterday, it's the most fun